This spring, new standardized public education testing will be tried in Arkansas schools as part of the new Common Core curriculum. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, 1 million students across 18 states, including Arkansas, will participate in the Next Generation Assessment.
PARCC, P-A-R-C-C, stands for Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers, what educators refer to as the Next Generation Assessment System. 45 states have adopted curriculum and assessments under the new Common Core standards, approved in Arkansas by the Board of Education in 2010. Arkansas is among 18 PARCC states which are developing high-quality computer-based tests in reading, writing, and mathematics aligned to rigorous standards designed to prepare students for success in college and careers. Dr. Megan Witanski's Assistant Commissioner of Learning Services in the Arkansas Department of Education.
We are going to be monitoring and implementing a field test. And districts had the option several months ago to make a decision whether they wanted to opt in to participate in the field test. And the field test that is being provided by PARCC will help us to analyze what our future assessment items are based on the responses that we see from Arkansas students. So the field test actually happens each year, but it is normally embedded within our current state mandated assessment.
Field test participation is a random sample of districts conducted by the testing company.
And after districts opted in, district superintendents made the decision that they wanted to participate in the field test, the assessment company actually contacts the district directly from the assessment company to the district superintendent by letter, and they notify them of which particular grades and or classrooms would participate. And no class and or grade level that's participating in any of our schools in Arkansas participate in both of the subject area assessments. They either participate in the English language assessment or they participate in the mathematics assessment. And in addition to that, they also notified district superintendents in terms of what that mode of delivery would look like.
Districts who opted into the field test were randomly selected to participate and were provided the mode of delivery through either online or paper pencil assessments.
One of the things that is new for us in terms of Arkansas students in online assessments is that we have not yet participated in a statewide assessment. And it's interesting because most of the states across the United States already participate in online state-mandated assessments. So we are looking forward to that transition. But in that transition, we also know that to be able to access the assessments, that our students need the appropriate tools to be able to do that. And so Dr. Kimbrell gave a directive several years ago encouraging district leaders to be mindful of the time that we are in as educators in the state of Arkansas and the time that our students are in. They are digital natives, and they come to school equipped with some of these skills, having experienced them at home and or in other settings. And we want to make sure that we are keeping up with those times. And so we have districts who have gone forth and purchased different types of options for their students depending on what their needs are. And that varies across the state depending on what superintendents felt like was most appropriate for them.
Desktops, laptops, and tablets paid for in part by the American Recovery Act funding plus state, federal, and local education money. A contract assessment company will deliver the content to individual schools.
Field test results are not provided back to the school district as they have not been provided in the past. It actually goes to inform the assessment to let us know what areas do we need to improve upon with the assessment, what modifications do we need to make, and in terms of looking at the individual assessment question and answers is also important.
In the coming years, the Arkansas augmented benchmark exams and end-of-course exams will all transition to next-generation assessments. Melody Morgans, Arkansas Department of Education's Director of Student Assessment, who was unavailable to comment for this report, will evaluate the field testing.
So Ms. Morgan will be working after we conclude the field test, along with our assessment team and our leadership team, and also on the end of the assessment company, they will be evaluating it from their standpoint, but we will be evaluating it here on a state level to make determinations on what our next steps need to be. And field test, again, will be used to better inform what those next generation assessments will look like, and that's important for us to know this year versus next year when it's actually in the operational year. We want to make sure that we have a full understanding of what those issues are that we need to improve and or things that we need to expand upon before we actually begin the operational year.
PARC deployment was funded through a $186 million four-year grant from the U.S. Department of Education's Race to the Top assessment competition. Field testing is taking place in two stages in Arkansas, beginning March 24th through April 11th. The performance-based assessment component will feature writing in English language arts and multi-step real-world problem-solving in math. The second phase begins May 6th and runs through June 6th. We'll test reading comprehension and conceptual understanding in math. The state's colleges and universities have agreed to utilize the results of the PARC assessment to determine whether the student will be eligible to enroll in credit-bearing courses or engage in remedial study. 46 states and District of Columbia have adopted the new Common Core standards, and these states are aligning the next generation assessments to measure higher order skills outlined in the new standards, such as critical thinking, communicating effectively, and problem solving. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, visit arkansased.org and search for PARC. That's PARCC.